Sleep is an active recovery process, not downtime. For triathletes, cyclists, and marathon runners, quality sleep directly affects glycogen replenishment, hormonal balance, endurance, strength, cognition, and injury risk. The central point is that sleep should be treated as a training variable, not an optional extra. Sleep occurs in roughly 90-minute cycles, moving through light, deep, and REM stages. Deep slow-wave sleep is especially important for physical recovery because growth hormone is released, supporting muscle repair. REM sleep supports cognition and memory. Research cited on basketball players found that extending sleep to about 10 hours per night improved sprint times and shooting accuracy. For endurance athletes, adequate sleep is linked to better reaction time, motor function, decision-making, motivation, and lower perceived effort. Glycogen is the body's stored carbohydrate fuel in the liver and muscles. It is the preferred energy source for intense and prolonged exercise. When glycogen depletes, fatigue increases and performance drops, often called hitting the wall. Glycogen replenishment is most efficient soon after exercise and depends on insulin sensitivity, activation of glycogen synthesis enzymes, and glucose uptake into muscle cells. This process requires both carbohydrate intake and adequate rest. Sleep deprivation impairs glycogen recovery. Even one poor night of sleep can reduce insulin sensitivity, lower glucose uptake by muscles, and impair glycogen synthase activity. Hormonal disruption makes recovery worse. Cortisol rises, which can promote muscle breakdown and inhibit glycogen synthesis. Growth hormone release may fall, testosterone can decrease, and insulin function can become less effective. Sleep loss also raises perceived exertion, so athletes may train less intensely, cut sessions short, or rely more heavily on remaining glycogen stores. Over time, this can create chronic underrecovery. Performance effects are measurable. In one study, cyclists after 24 hours of sleep deprivation showed an 11% decrease in time to exhaustion, higher perceived exertion at all intensities, and elevated heart rate during submaximal exercise. Sleep deprivation also reduces maximal strength, power output, coordination, reaction time, attention, and strategic decision-making. These deficits matter even for endurance events because they affect pacing, technique, safety, and race execution. Sleep apnea is highlighted as a particularly serious issue for triathletes because it fragments sleep and increases daytime fatigue. Chronic sleep deprivation has broader consequences. Athletes may experience performance plateaus, increased overtraining risk, difficulty maintaining workout intensity, higher injury risk, and weaker immune function. Poor sleep can reduce reaction time, balance, and coordination, increasing injury likelihood. It can also raise susceptibility to upper respiratory infections, slow illness recovery, and prolonged fatigue, disrupting training consistency. To optimize sleep and glycogen recovery, athletes should use consistent habits. Go to bed and wake at the same time daily, including weekends. Create a calming pre-sleep routine and avoid screens for at least 1 hour before bed, because blue light can disrupt sleep. The bedroom should be cool, around 65 degrees F or 18 degrees C, dark, quiet, and comfortable. Use blackout curtains, earplugs, or white noise if needed. Nutrition supports both sleep and glycogen restoration. Eat a balanced meal containing carbohydrates and protein within about 30 minutes after exercise. A small carbohydrate-rich snack before bed may support overnight glycogen synthesis. Limit caffeine in the afternoon and evening, and avoid large meals close to bedtime. Recovery practices such as deep breathing, meditation, foam rolling, massage, or contrast therapy can help the body relax and prepare for sleep. Monitoring is important. Wearable sleep trackers can provide data on duration, sleep stages, and quality indicators such as heart rate variability, though they are not perfect. A sleep and performance journal helps identify patterns. Record sleep duration, perceived quality, stressors, travel and training or race outcomes. Athletes should also discuss sleep data with coaches and healthcare providers and seek a sleep specialist if problems persist. Endurance athletes face specific sleep challenges. Pre-competition anxiety can be managed with visualization, familiar routines, and relaxation tools. Early morning training requires gradual bedtime adjustments, morning light exposure, and possibly splitting sessions. Travel and time zone changes can be mitigated by gradually shifting sleep schedules, staying hydrated, avoiding alcohol on flights, using natural light at the destination, and, when appropriate, using melatonin under professional guidance. Naps can be useful, but should not replace nighttime sleep. Short naps of 15 to 30 minutes can improve alertness, reduce fatigue, support cognition, and enhance motor learning. They work best earlier in the day, ideally before 3 p.m., in a dark and quiet environment. If naps interfere with nighttime sleep, adjust duration or timing, or avoid them if insomnia is a problem. Key takeaway: sleep is a performance tool. It restores glycogen, regulates hormones, repairs muscles, sharpens cognition, and reduces injury and illness risk. For endurance athletes, prioritizing sleep alongside training and nutrition is essential for better recovery, stronger race performance, and long-term athletic progress.